Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back in. Clint Sterner and the show on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. And on the line is our Odyssey Sports MLB insider, John Heyman. Insider calls are brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference 2.0 podcast series, available on odyssey.com/Dell. John, thank you for joining us. And before we do get into the Astros, this was huge. Albert Pujols has been released from the Angels. Is that something that surprised you? He is in the final year of his 10-year contract. Is that something that surprised you that they did that right now?
Yeah, I mean, nobody would expect a future Hall of Famer to be released with, you know, months to go on a 10-year deal. It seems like he was unhappy. The handwriting was on the wall in terms of the playing time. It was going to be reduced. You know, with that team, with the roster, the way it's set up, Jared Walsh is an excellent first baseman. He's doing well. You've got Upton, who's potentially a DH. You've got Otani, who's a DH or first baseman, also a pitcher, as we know. So, you know, it was a miracle he was playing just about every day up until last night and didn't play last night. Apparently, according to reports, he complained last night. But the handwriting was on the wall that he wasn't going to be playing, and he wants to play. So it wasn't going to be a comfortable situation. I don't see anybody picking him up, but, you know, he does have that great name. He's got a fantastic resume. I suppose anything's possible, but, I mean, looking at the trends, I know he says he feels good at the plate, but the numbers do not show it.
So, John, you're saying right now you believe, if you had to guess, you'd think that Albert Pujols has played his last game in the majors.
I mean, I think there's a good chance of it. I mean, obviously he's got some very close friends around the game, but, you know, I just don't see it. Obviously the Cardinals have Goldschmidt at first base. They don't have a DH available, so no room there. And the White Sox need outfielders. They don't need a DH. So I don't see it there with La Russa. I'm not seeing it. I'm going to be surprised if anybody picks him up. But again, he is Albert Pujols. He does have that huge name. He's got a big resume. He's obviously hit 667 home runs. Maybe somebody thinks that he's got more in it, but looking at that resume, as I said, he has not had that average OPS plus of 100 since 2016. So it's been 5 years since he's been an average hitter. So, you know, we've got a lot of guys who are DHs who are not able to get jobs right now. Encarnacion did not get a job. Cespedes does not have a job. And there have been others. So, you know, I know he's got a bigger name than any of them, but I don't see where he fits.
Odyssey Sports MLB insider John Heyman joining us on Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. John, the Astros, man, they dropped the first two of a three-game series to the Yankees up in the Bronx. First time they've been up there since I guess it was 2019, Game 6, when Altuve hit the controversial home run off Chapman. You know, the first two games, I'm sure you've seen and heard about the atmosphere and what was going on. Is this what you expected out of this rivalry, if you will? Has anything stood out the first two games to you?
Well, Altuve just hitting that home run just now, three-run home run, that stands
That's
out.
Right.
It was good timing to put me on right after that. The fans really stepped up the booing, if it's even possible. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be pleasant, but wow, they have been all over the Astros. You know, I'm a little surprised it's this much. I mean, we knew that the fans were going to get on the Astros, particularly in New York, But it's been something else. And until that Altuve home run, it looked like a potential Yankee sweep. We shall see here. They still have a couple innings to go. But you know what? The Astros have a good team. No matter how they're doing it, they're good. They're talented. You know, they got that. I know they're only around 500, but they have that plus-minus run differential well over 500 on that. So, you know, they're going to be in it, and they're going to be in it all year, and maybe some fans aren't going to be happy about it, but they are good.
But don't you love that, John? Like, I think that's good for baseball because it's made this series more intense. The fans, and ain't been nothing but 11,000 of them out there, but it has made this really intense. This is the most enjoyable regular season baseball series I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I love the Padres and the Dodgers and Bauer and Tatis going at it. And that one, you had a clear villain in Bauer and a clear hero in Tatis, at least in my mind. Those were a couple of great series. But, yeah, I mean, to me, this is amazing to do this with 11,000 fans when you could have 50,000. I can only imagine what they'd sound like at 50,000. I mean, the Yankees weren't even the team that lost the World Series to the Astros. I mean, I get, you know. They did lose in the LCS. I get it. It was a couple years ago. You know, fans have long memories. That's what I'll say. I did not expect this, not to this degree.
John, what do you think's bigger for the Astros, man? I mean, obviously they dropped the first two in this series, but then they come back, and if they can hold on, you end up beating Cole. I mean, I'm sitting here as an Astros fan, and I don't know if I'd rather beat Cole in one game or I'd rather be up 2-0 in the series.
Yeah, I think they take the two wins. You know, maybe I'm a mathematical nerd or something, but, you know, the standings are what counts. You know, they did a good job, though. They did get a couple runs against Cole. So they did a good job hanging in there and then took advantage of the bullpen. So, I mean, they can hit. They've got good young pitchers. They're clearly a threat, no matter what anyone else around baseball thinks or wants to think. They've got talent, and they are good.
John, what about with the Astros? It appears that it's the question mark, right, is the bullpen and relief. I mean, ultimately, you've got Framber Valdez, hopefully coming back at some point late in the season, and that would bump several guys, I would think, into a long relief role if necessary. Is that a big shot? Would that be a big shot in the arm for the Astros to help as the staff rounds out and they figure things out later in the season? Or do you think it'll consistently be an issue for them?
You know, absolutely. I mean, to have a great rotation, that really helps your bullpen. You tax it a lot less when you have more innings out of the rotation, and they do have very good young starters. You know, I'm a believer, and maybe I'm old school, that it'd be nice to have that shutdown closer. A lot of teams don't have that. They're not the only ones. And, you know, I think their pen is a question. But you know what? There are a lot of teams with questions. There are no perfect teams. They have a great lineup, and they have terrific young pitchers. So, you know, in that division, there isn't a perfect team. I'm not sure there is one in baseball. I thought the Dodgers might be, and now even they're showing some holes. So, you know, we can quibble, and understandably, but they are a really good team all around.
Odyssey Sports MLB insider John Heyman joins us. Just real quick, John, how good of a team? Do you view the Astros as a true championship contender?
I mean, they're definitely a playoff contender. You know, I don't think there is a dominating team in the American League, so they're clearly a contender. I mean, some people thought the Yankees might be a terrific team this year. We'll see. It's early. They've been just a little bit better than 500 thanks to their recent hot streak. Stanton basically carrying them lately. You know, to me, the Dodgers are fantastic. I thought the Braves would be really good. And you've got a lot of teams that are that look good, but with issues. And, you know, the Astros are in that group with, I think, the A's. I still think the A's are good. I don't think that's a mirage. I think the White Sox should be in that group. I'm surprised the Twins are not to this point. Yankees, Jays, and Rays. So, you know, half the teams in the league, you know, have the potential to win the American League. And, you know, I can't say at this point, there is an overwhelming favorite, but the Astros are in that mix as one of the contenders.
All right, John, thank you so much for joining us. We always enjoy your insight, and enjoy your rest of your evening.
All right, great talking to you, as always, guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.